Oh, it's recording already. Good job. I better say that.
I want to thank the Kollel for giving me the opportunity this evening, especially Yashar Koach to Reb Zelig, as Director of Development of the Kollel, and the Kollel continues to grow me chayel chayel. I'm happy to be mishtatev somewhat a little. So tonight's topic, I think it was titled DNA and Halacha. And really, we could spend the whole night just talking about different cases where it could be relevant. But I just want to start off with, there's a concept in Karbonos, other places as well, Kivin Shehutchu Hutchu. Once it was pushed off, it was pushed off. So I remember, I was actually supposed to speak Parshas Toldos. So Reb Zelig asked me Parshas Toldos, can I speak that Thursday night Mishmar? So I said, okay, and I looked in the parsha. I said, what should I speak about? I wanted to speak about a halacha inyan, and it was Parshas Toldos, and the beginning of Parshas Toldos says, Ve'elot Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Oilot is Yitzchak. Rashi comments, what's the redundancy? Ve'elot Toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram Oilot is Yitzchak. So Rashi tells us that the Leitzoni Adar were saying that Avraham is not the father, it was Avimelech. So the Torah is telling us that no, that Yitzchak looked like Avraham and it silenced the Leitzoni Hadar. So that brings up the Shaila, is if let's say Taka would be a question, Chasson, not with Avraham Yitzchak, it's not a question who's a father. And there's no way of proving, there's no the conventional Adib, there's no other way. So the fact that the son looked like the father, would that hold up in court? Or let's say there was, modern day, would say paternity tests. So what exactly, how much is halacha?
Paternity tests are accurate?
Yeah. Yes. But we'll talk about, the one in 250,000, possibility that it's not, we'll go through that. But that is what triggered it. Now, unfortunately, that week, Thursday, Wednesday, was the Gefrelicha massacre that happened in Harnov. So obviously that Thursday night for the Mishmar there was an evening of Chizuk. So I did not end up speaking that week. So the next week, Reb Zelig asked, could you speak this week? I said, no, the next couple of weeks weren't good. And as mentioned, Kivin Shehutchu Hutchu. So he asked me again, can I speak this week? I'm like, oh, Tak, I remember. Although it's not Parshas Toldos, but we'll do the same topic. So to start off with a few possible questions, and then we'll go through some of the sources, two Gemaras, a steer in the Rambam Shulchan Aruch, a few ways to answer that steer, and that's how we're going to be able to answer up all our questions. Just to name a few of the common questions where these halachas could apply to, well, we already mentioned paternity. So in other words, we're not sure who's the parent of a child. So in modern day medicine and technology, there's a way to do a paternity test. Now you can take a hair, and based on the hair follicles, they can figure out who the mother and the father are. So in halacha, does halacha validate, would halacha recognize such a test? Now that question also can be framed in two ways. Let's say there's a suffix, there's just someone, we have no idea. We talk our mesupik who this child belongs to. We don't know. We're mesupik. We're in doubt. And we have a paternity test that it identifies these two people as parents. That's one way of framing the shaila. Could be the answer may be different. Is if let's say there's a chazaka, let's say there's a set of parents that are raising this kid. So there's a chazaka and a roiv that these are the parents. And now a paternity test identifies someone else. And it's not really the father, it's really someone else. So Could be it's a different child. In other words, maybe the paternity test in halacha could answer the question, could help have some value in halacha if there's no, if it's not going connected to anything. I don't know, I'm a sopik. Okay, at least we have a paternity test, which is easy to hear. The shaila is, would you say it's so vide that you go connected to chazaka? One shaila or two shaila, depending on how you want to count them. If I get extra credit for having more questions, so we'll count it as two. You can tell that I teach. Everyone always wants to know if it's extra credit or not. Okay, additionally, we know, and again, this is very common, after 9/11 in the World Trade Center, they actually found certain DNA of people who did not survive the World Trade Center on that day.
What is the DNA that shows that we're there? Maybe they ran away.
Okay, true. So, very good. So, it depends what type, where the DNA, what type of DNA, or where it was found. But that is true. In other words, for a price pointing out, this, you know, maybe a hair, this means they were there. But when they find, let's say, the DNA from a blood underneath a rubble and these types of things, it's more of a raya that they died. Or could be, to be mater, their wife, could be we only need to know for sure that they were in there. In other words, could be that's also enough. But let's say, but again, all those shailos we could work out. But again, that concept of we know to be matre and aguna, to be matre, a lady who otherwise we don't know what happened to her husband, could use DNA to be matre her to marry. The case is already getting a little old, especially there was even a more recent case. But can you do the? Feel funny saying in the Mish Matters, but for the case of the I think his name is Ornthil Jones Simpson, O.J. Simpson. So there was mamas his blood. Okay, he ended up getting off anyway, but his DNA was there. His DNA was there. The blood and the whole nine yards was there. So would that have been enough to mitzad halacha, barring the glove or whatever else? The fact that his DNA was there, is that enough to convict him? Just to frame it, so there was recently 20 years since the Oklahoma City bombing. So by Timothy McVeigh, there was no DNA. There was the video camera that saw him right before. He did like everything. There's like all the is almost a quintessential case of circumstantial evidence. Notice they saw him with the rental van before, and they saw him like running away afterwards. And they have all, but they didn't see him momish do the thing. So. DNA, which, as well as circumstantial evidence, is part of, all goes under the umbrella of the shaila. Although the title is DNA and halacha, but again, the point of DNA is that we don't have the two eidim, two witnesses identifying or witnessing the person there. So DNA puts the person there, but then again, could be a strong circumstantial evidence, like the Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing. So although it's not DNA, but could be, there's also very strong circumstantial evidence. What would the halacha be in that case? And again, could be, just to speak out all the possibilities, could be there's a different standard for DNA nefashis or for DNA mominis. Could be for a chiv misa, maybe need higher. Could be for DNA mominis is less. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see that through the Gemara. One or two other interesting shailas. I'm sure maybe many of you have heard this. There's a gene, G-E-N-E. There's a gene that over 90% of Kohanim have. The Cohen gene. The Cohen gene. So let's say, so when it came out, this is already a number of years ago, must be probably close to 10 years ago that this came out, that they found that like over 90% of Kohanim have a certain Cohen gene. So beside the cure potential in that was gevaldik, because now you had people who claimed they're Kohanim, Ashkenazim, Sephardim, but they all had, didn't make a difference, they all had this Kohen gene, because they came all the way down to Kohanim. It's a fascinating thing, like over 90%. So now let's say a person, the shal could go both ways. I don't believe I'm a Kohen. Let's say I take the test and I have the Kohen gene. So now I have this Kohen gene that over 90% of Kohanim have. Can I go and say, oh, ich bin a Kohen?
Only Kohen have it, or just most
Over 90% of Kahanim have it. Other populations? Yeah, very. Oh, so very. Come on, not. I say come on because there's going to be something else in a minute. Whatever. Or the other way. I think at the time the Peshkim told the Kahanim not to take.
They weren't giving out the results.
Yeah, not to take the test because you're asking for problems. But I do know a Kain, two Kahanim, who took the test. They had the Kain gene. But let's say they, all of a sudden they would have came out that they didn't have the Kain gene. So okay, so it's an opportunity for getting the first Aliyah. Okay, it could be this, you know. I don't want to say it's not as chomer as it is, but whatever. But mitzvah in the basement is to be rebuilt. You have trumas, you have all the karbana. It's a big nafkamin is if someone's a kain or not. Not just if you get called up for kain or dukening. Pidyon abet. All right. There's several shilas, and with the basement mikdash b'mehir v'yameinu, it could be even like much more bigger shilas. So again, let's say a kain has the gene. A kain doesn't have the gene. Is he no longer a kain? So that goes like similar to what we were saying before, if it's going Kenegan Chazaka. Or the opposite, can I have the, if I'm not a Kain, but I find I have the gene, can I be a Kain?
That's really a different Shiloh. The first Shiloh is DNA accurate. Is the Shiloh is accurate DNA right?
No, there's no Shiloh DNA is accurate.
Oh, it's no Shiloh.
The Shiloh is in Halacha. Now, there are different levels of accuracy. That maybe we'll talk about. No, but DNA is accurate. I know you had a, you gave the science in Halacha share, so it could be you could think of, but no, DNA is accurate.
Halacha
from
Kabbalah is accurate?
What?
Halacha from Kabbalah is accurate?
Well, that's what we're going to be talking about. Fine. And again, I just want to point out that, again, the title is DNA in Halacha. Obviously, Bismarck and Gemara, they didn't know or they didn't write about chlor DNA. But the var of DNA, assuming that it is accurate, is the point is that you know something to be true. I'm going to sum up the last few minutes as follows. What is the halacha if you know something to be true, but you don't have actual edim? Everyone knows the Torah says you need edim. What is the halacha if you know something to be true, but if you don't have edim? So we're going to start with two gemaras, two famous gemaras. We'll start with the first Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. It's not on the sheet. Pshat is, I wasn't batsim making a copy of the Makaris. I wasn't sure that was something that I didn't even think about. It happens to be, I remember I had a copy of the Rambams and the Shulchan Aruch, so that I just, you know, I had a few copies. I bought them. I apologize. But the Mishnah Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin was talking about how to prepare witnesses or how to scare witnesses to make sure they're telling the truth. And it was going through the process of getting the witnesses ready. Tangential to what we're talking about, but a big yesod, a very nice vart that Grother heard from Rabbi Leif, B'Shem Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that this is the Mishnah that says, called Makai Nevesh Achas Miyisrael Malav Akasiv Kilukiyam Elo Malay. That, you know, you save one life, it's like you're being matzal the entire world. And Chasom Lehepach. So the simple way of learning the Mishnah is that the witnesses are about to testify about somebody. So we're telling you, don't think, okay, you're going to be testified by this guy, and he's going to die. Okay, it's only one guy. So, okay, we'll kill one guy. Every person is a oil mole. So he said that B'Shem Rishleim Azalman Auerbach that's not the pshat, or that's there is another pshat. He says the aside. This is Stama Gavala Gadaher. To be interested, perhaps a little muster with this as well. One of the reasons why people are chayte, people do averis, is when they have a very low self-esteem. Because they think they don't matter. This is you think for a minute, this is very true. People have a very low self-esteem, they think they don't matter, they get depressed, and they don't care, and they do have errors. So the Dayanim are telling the Eidim, and says, every Yid is an Oyel Mole. You know, forget the guy you're testifying about. You're an Oyel Mole. You are important, you matter, you are special. Don't You know, don't think it doesn't matter. Don't do the aver. So no, there's a little bit of a chizuk and low self-esteem. Agav, not agav, but it's, I think, an important balance. Could do the Gemara in Tainus, says that people who are too arrogant, too high of a self-esteem, think they're above the law, think they can do anything they want, then they also sin. So you have a balance and a law of a balanced, healthy self-esteem. Not too low, not too high. Okay, fine. Anyway, the Gemara on that Mishnah. So it's a famous story. The Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rav Shimon ben Shaddai. Rav Shimon ben Shaddai says, Arab in Nechama, and will I see Echad, Sherots Agar Chaver Lechurva. I saw a person, and no, Arab in Nechama if I didn't, in other words, I swear that I did. I saw a person running after his friend, Lechurva, into a Chorva, into like a empty, desolate building area. Vratisi Agarov, and I run in after him. Vratisi Saif Biyad, I see the sword in his hand. Everyone's imagining it now. Vidamai Mitavtef, and the blood is dripping, fresh blood dripping. Vaharig Mifafar, and the guy is on the floor, and I was dying, like gasping, jumping, about to die. Vamartilai, and I tell the guy, Russia, me Hargalizel, who killed this guy? Oyani, Oyata, either me or you. And obviously, Mr. Mansad, I'm saying, and it wasn't me. Of my asa, what can I do? Shane Damcha Masu Biyadi, your blood is not given over to my hand. Shayam Ratera, a peace naim aid you, Masamais. A peace naim aid you, Masamais. So, just one second. Those of you who are following should jump and says, one second, the problem. All the Rishayim learned this way. Even though the pasuk seem to be harping on the fact that Shimon Shadrach says you need two, but literally, Kemat, every Rishayim learns that what Shimon Shadrach is saying, that Taisha says clearly that obviously there was someone else with him. Shimon Shadrach is saying that, in other words, I didn't see you actually do it. In other words, Shimon Shadrach is saying, I have no doubt that you killed him. But not that I don't have two witnesses, but I just didn't see it. And the Gemara says, the Gemara continues with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should pay back for this person, and the Nachash comes and he bites him. So we have a case. Okay, it may not be DNA, but Shimon ben Shaddach had no doubt. Shimon ben Shaddach did not say, the way you may be thinking, well, either you killed him or I killed him, or maybe he stabbed himself and you pulled out the knife and I walked in. Shimon Shadrach didn't say that. Shimon Shadrach was clear, Oyani Oyata, either you or me. So this is we have a Gemara talking about circumstantial evidence. Shimon Shadrach was not in doubt, yet he felt that he couldn't proceed. What? So we'll talk about why is it possible, but I mean, it's definitely,
it's a possibility.
Okay, so we're going to talk about if that level of possibility towards the end. But for right now, Lamaisa, on Vashtet and Gemara, Shimon Shadrach is not saying that it was possible. In other words, we could argue maybe it is, but the Gemara is definitely saying, oh, I need Ayata. Fine. The other Gemara, which could be we should have done first, so that's by Lamaisa, that's by Dine Nefashas. The Gemara in Shuas Dav Lamed Daled brings down the sugya of Shimon Shadrach also. Oh, that's why I did the other Gemara first. Because now it's like I'm quoting two Gemaras. If I only did the other one, it's all in one Gemara, so then it's only one Gemara. So now I quoted two Gemaras. So the Gemara in Shmuzlav, Lamadal, brings down another case. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, Rav Acha Oimer. Rav Acha says, Gamol ha'achor ben ha'gamal. V'nimsa gamol harig b'tzidah. V'yaduah shezer hargami. So the way, as we'll see in the Rambam in a minute, the way they learned this case is basically a similar type of case. There are two gemalim, two camels, and there are two camels on the road, and the camel has either a kick or a bite. Different shayim say different descriptions, but whatever. Point being the same, the kick or bite or some other thing in a place on the camel where it was not possible for the camel to do it to itself. And there's no other camel around. So in other words, it's clear that that camel, the other camel, did it. So the Gemara says that... So the Gemara actually brings out a machlegas. This is the Gemara brings out a machlegas between Rav Abba and Rav Yisraglil and all the other Tanaim. And the Gemara is basically saying, what the Gemara is saying, and again, if you want, you can sit through the Gemara and learn the Cheshbon a little bit more greater detail. But the Gemara is basically saying is that the same way we hold, like Rav Shimon ben Shaddach, by Dinei Nefashos, that even if you know for sure, you can't convict unless your mamash saw it. So too, even by Dinei Mamonos, you can't make the guy chayav money unless your mamash saw it. Rav Abba, who argues in Dinei Mamonos, could be Rav Abba himself, would argue in Shimon ben Shaddach by Dinei Nefashos. But since we don't follow, like, since we know we for sure follow Shimon ben Shaddach by Dinei Nefashos, we know by Dinei Mamonos it's also going to be that way. So the Gemara has two cases, what we would call circumstantial evidence, strong circumstantial evidence, that you can't make the person chayiv unless you actually saw it, your mom has saw it. Even though you know it, you have no doubt, it's not enough. So those are the two Gemaras. Okay, now we can take out the source sheet. The Rambam, first Rambam, brings down Ein Bezdin Ein Shin B'Aymed Adas. Bezdin does not punish B'Aymed Adas on the evaluation LLP Adim B'Raya Barua, unless there are witnesses with clear proof. B'Raya Barua, with B'Raya Barua, knows there are Adim there. And the Rambam says, the first Rambam, Afil Ru Adim Raydev Akacha Verevit Tiribai V'Hisribai. And they Adim even saw the guy running after him, but history boy, and they warned him, stop the Rishayim also ask Hashem and Shaddach, what's with Hasra? So the place, the Rishayim deal with that as well. But they take care of that issue different mahalakim. But the Rambam just says, oh yeah, he was even masrim. They leave my name and they just, you know, they looked away for a moment. Oh, Ishanikna Suakov the Khorba, or they went into the Khorba. The mamish the case of the Gemara, come on verbatim. Vasayev Minatev Dam Biyada Harig, Hail Valeruhu, Ba'eshiko, since the witnesses did not see at the time of that the person hit him, ain't Bezin Hargin Bezu. Bezin is not Harig through this testimony. Let's go jump for a second to the third Rambam. Sharsha Royal Gavanar. Shar that was grazing by the Nar, but Nimsa Shar Hari Batsidai, a Shar, they find the Shar dead next to it. Alvi says, Zemanugah, Zemuadligah. Even though this one's gored and that one's a Muad to gore. Zemanushav, Zemuadlishav. This one's bitten and that's a Muad. And I remember Yadua says, Zemanashav, Zemanakai. We don't say for sure this one, this animal did it. I feel a Gamal, Ogar Ben Agamalam, even if it's a place where the animal could even have done it to himself. You need Adam to actually see it. Skip the next Shulchan Aruch for a moment. The two sources on the bottom. Again, Shulchan Aruch, both places. You want to pay, you need Raya Brua and Adam. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch is not going to really pass in Chiyuv Misa because Shulchan Aruch doesn't really deal with Chiyuv Misa. The next Shulchan Aruch Chayish Mishpat, Shar Shai Roev, Nimsa Shar Hari Betzidai, Alavish is at Manusha, was at Mula Nashek, etc., etc. The last four words, Ashiru Edom Sharem, till the Edom Sharem see. So far we have the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, both passing like we just established, like the two Gemaras, that you need Adam. You need Adam, Bariah, Bariah, Brua, they need to see clear, circumstantial evidence, even though it's a mood, even though it's a shore. The Ram, the Shor, both say, obviously, so far, that it's unacceptable. The Lambdas Everyone, the aquarium speak out is that when the Torah said you need Edom, it wasn't pshat that the Edom are just the best way. Two Edom are the best way to verify it's the truth. Because here also, you have another good way of verifying the truth. Must be it's a din Edom, and we don't have a din Edom. There's no Edom, so it's no good.
Are you saying you can't force him to pay, or are you saying he has no chiyuv to pay? What happens if the other guy says, "Listen, I don't know if my camel fit your camel"?
So I mean, look, her b'dinei shemayim. I don't know much about chaver alvarai. You could ask.
Both people say you don't know what happened. No one's in.
Yeah, I mean, for sure, you're not only not great to pay. You want to be make sure your Yom Kippur is fine. You know.
Are you separating Idiya and Rehiya? In other words, you're saying that we takin know, but even so, we're powerless to act.
That seems to be what it's saying. Yeah, the Ramshal are.
No one's maybe at some level we're not sure.
Okay, so could be
we know for sure. You said
Shimon Shadl said we knew for sure. No. It's not me. Ayatah means I know for sure.
Yes, we don't have clarity
on
what the idea is there. Is idea Ames Rura, or is idea circumstantial evidence?
Fine. So let's go through the steer of the Ram Shul Aruch, and we'll see if that Mahal can help answer. But I'm just saying, so I can't really fully argue with you, obviously, because there's going to be some up and to say along those lines. But Lamais, if you're learning Vashtay and Gemara now, Vashtay and Rambam, like I said, Shimon Shadda was not Masopic. They don't seem, they're not saying that maybe because it's not Mamish for sure. They don't say that. They just say the problem is we need Adam.
So video camera wouldn't help either.
Yep. Very good. Fine. So now let's go back to that second Rambam in the Big Shulchan Aruch. As I guess you could tell, there's going to be a steer. The Rambam of the Sanhedrin Perek of Dan Halacha Aleph says, Yesh L'dayin L'adim B'dinei Mamnis Al Pi Advarim Shadaitei Noitelehem. Shane Ames. Okay, again, Yes L'dayin, L'adin, a judge can judge, the judge noun can judge verb, B'dinei Mamnis, financial matters, Al Pi Advarim Shadaitei Noitelehem. Shane Ames, and based on what he believes to be the truth. V'adavar Chazik Beliba, and the thing is strong in his heart, Shukain, that is so. Avabisha ain't so Raya Brua. Even there is no Raya Brua. This is Gevaldik. Every time I learn this Rama, I feel like I'm back in Yeshiva. This is not Shaykh. Mamas, come out the same. First Rama says you need Adam Baraya Brua. And now the next Rama, four Prakam later, Avabisha ain't so Raya Brua. It's Daita Noita, Shahain Ames, Chazik Beliba, the Dayan Kipaskin. So how do we answer this contradiction? We jump to the Shulchan Aruch. Same lesson. Yes, L'dayan, the big Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch, Yishe Mishpul, Yishe Dayanim, Simen Tezvav, Sev, Hey, Yes, L'dayan, L'adin, Dine, Mames, Al-Pi, Advarim, Shedai, Dinei, Lohem, Shehem, Ames. V'adavar Chazik, Beliba, Shukach. Avo B'Shein, Shom, Raya, Brura.
What does that mean, Chazik, Beliba?
I don't know what Chazik Beliba exactly means, but it's definitely not Edom. So the first round of Shulchan Aruch said you need Edom, Chazik Beliba shouldn't matter. So we start with like a lot of you know, relevant scientific, medical, judicial types of questions. And now we might have a steer in Rambam and a steer in Shulchan Aruch. How are we going to answer the steer? So as follows. Quick forecast, there are two ways to answer the steer. And based on the two ways to answer the steer, we could answer, or at least attempt to answer, all the other previous questions. And of course, Leibasiel, I'm not here to render any actual halacha psak. But there are basically two ways to answer this steer. Rulachanan and Kevitz Yurim brings it down in Chel Bey Simon Lamed Ches, a little bit more Bekitzer, but if you go through the Tumim and the Marik, you see a little bit clearer. So there are two Mahalchim. The Tumim, and I want to be able to bring it back to all the cases, but the Tumim basically, in our vernacular, sort of says along the lines, like Rabbi Marlon and Rabbi Price were trying to get at. that there's an umdana, we'll call it an umdana, and then there's like a super umdana. So in other words, there's, you know, let's say in the case of Shimon Meshadlik, even though Shimon Meshadlik seemingly was saying Ani Yoyata, Shimon Meshadlik didn't really have a Shiloh, but that was more like, the emphasis is more like Shimon Meshadlik said, Lachar is either you or me, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and demonstrate who it was, and if it's not you, so you won't get punished, and if it's me, whatever, and Lamaisa, we see that it was the Nachash came and bit the guy right away. But it wasn't as if I was saying the way the Gemara is saying, the way I was touching with the Gemara before, dosh it, and that's it. In other words, even though he says, Ayani Yata, he didn't mean Davka Ayani Yata. He meant Lachar, it's either you or me, and we'll see what happens. But let's say, Luya, hey, you have Mamish, a super umdana. Now, obviously, the two of them didn't write DNA either. But you see where we're headed, and we'll speak it out in a minute. But in other words, the tomb is makala between like the stam umdana, what Lachara happened, and the tomb is saying that there could be a level of like that you mamish know. 100%.
Well, you see that coming down, but you're squeamish. So you look away.
Yeah, okay, good. Good. Like, good. So that's one malach. And again, we'll talk it out when we go through the cases how that would play a role. He's going in the Rambam. So
that's the guy's testimony about it.
So I told him I saw everything except no, but you're not contact. You're saying that there's a difference. You're saying that the Rambam has the Dain has a right to say if he feels it to be
100%. Just fine. So okay. So I mean, I think Rabbi Chana has the same horrors on the tomb, which is why he goes with the Marik, but. But whatever, in economy, I'm not. Well, Balamais, the tomb was going in the Rama. The Marek learned, which Rav Chana seems to go with this Malach, that as follows. That Rambam, and if you look in the other halachas that are there, Lachar, this is, I don't know, the pasas, but this definitely fits very well, is that when the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch says that the Dayan could use his Das to figure out the MS, it didn't mean to figure out what happened. The Edom saw what happened, and the Dayan are hearing what happened. But Lamashal, let's say, you know, there's no doubt, someone walks in and sees a guy punch a guy in the face. So they go to Bezdin, and the guy says, I punched him in the face, but it was Lamashal, let's say he says it was self-defense. So in that case, in those, with the dying, it doesn't have to be done exactly what happened. We know what happened. The guy hit the guy in the face. There's no shiloh. We don't use the Eimid to figure out what happened. We're using the Eimid to figure out what was going on. So in that case, that's where the Rama says that a dying is allowed to use his Eimid Das, his estimation, to figure out what else is going on. Was it, in that case, self-defense? Was there something else going on? Was it an accident? Was it on purpose? Was it all those other details? That's what the Rambam means. In other words, according to the Marik, Avada Navada only, not like the tomb, that there's a super concept called super umdana. Avada Navada, you need mamish edim, according to the Marik. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch says that a dayan can use dayan das. That's to like to figure out what's going on. You know, the guy's yelling, not yelling, the peripherals to figure out what, like, you know,
I can't breathe.
Very good. So all those things, that's what the dying could use to use his Ayman Adas. So it comes out, good. So it comes out that there's this huge machlokes, a huge nafkamina between the tomb and Marik. How are you gonna deal with these things? According to the Tumim, that there's this way to get out of needing Adam. In other words, if you're going to have a case of 100% Yediyah, 100% knowledge, even though you didn't mamash see it, according to the Tumim, it'll be fine. According to the Marik, it's still not good. You need mamash Adam. And you can just use the Bezdin to figure out what's going on, like the other, the details of the story. Fine. So,
but even the Tumim is only mamash.
No, so no. The tomb was going. The Rambam puts everything together. So the tomb was going involved. I want to try to finish more or less on time. So, Lachar, we have a Machlokes Tumim Marek. So, how do we prover? How do we Firzuch? So, even though now is where it gets a little bit interesting. I mean, not that till now I think it was boring, but here's where it gets a little interesting. Even though the Gemara sort of equated Dinei Nefesh and Dinei Mamash, that said that if you hold one, you're going to hold by the other. But Lamaisa, most of the later Achrayim and the later Pesachim basically say as follows. And again, not rendering any halachic shailos specifically, but basically the halach is as follows. For Dinei Nefesh, even though they're equating the Gemara with Lamaisa, we're not sure, it's not clear, could be they're not equal. For Dinei Nefesh, you're going to need Mamish Eidim. You're going to need Mamish Eidim. So, according to that, OJ, there wasn't real Adam. Based on that, in the first place, you need real Adam, he would have gotten off. The other cases, let's say from Mominus, to owe money, not owe money, so then we could use the rely on the Tumim to say that Lachar, we know it's enough of Yediyah, you're going to be Chayiv Mon. Now what's with the other shayla, let's say Yiguna, the Kayin Jin, maybe there's a third mile, there is a third mile to answer the round, which is even less of a positive. So basically as follows, this is the way most players can bring it down. If it's going Kenegat a Chazaka, so we're not going to be, and there are Psakim that go back already to the early 1900s that started dealing with fingerprints, with these types of things, right? So there is going back, you have about over 100 years of tshuvas that relate to similar issues. Obviously, it gets more as time goes on. But if it's Kenegat a Chazaka, the Pesachim seemingly are much less hesitant to say that the DNA of even a paternity test, which is accurate, or like a 0.00001 that is not, to go Kedeged a Chazaka. So if there's a Chazaka that if someone was living with certain parents and the paternity test demonstrated that it's not, we're going to, according to most places, we're not going to say, okay, the person is no longer. You know, consider that father, this is the new father. That could be the game, let's say the person now comes, wants to marry the person's, that other person's sister or daughter, could be L'chumra, L'chumra, we'd probably go L'chumra, but we're not going to go now say that, no, you know, he has to start paying child support, or he belongs to that person. If it's not connected to Chazaga, so then most persons are fine saying that the paternity test is enough of idea. Mishum Iguna, by the World Trade Center, that is one of the overwhelming ways that the different Bate Dinim they used was, again, but that's already...
Yes, Chazaka, though.
That...
She was married to him up till now.
Oh, so I had that child. Yeah, so they speak that out. Oh, so I had that child. So even though there's a Chazaka that he was very good, even though there's a Chazaka that she was let's say,
and it's this,
but that already, they say the Reisa was so strong that he was there, and the Chazaka is there, he was there, we just need a little bit more of an idea that he's there, so enough of
you... You have to say this for Chazaka's mom anyway.
What?
You have to say this for
Chazaka's
mom also.
Right. True. Very good. Good. No, not me. So again, for Mishum Iguna, they consider enough of an idea, and as we already know from all the Gemara and Yevamos, we're making with Eidecha, we're making with a lot of different things, so for this is enough of an idea to be Matan Iguna. Saving the best for last. So we have the shayla about the Kohen gene. So the shayla can go both ways. Let's say I do the test and I'm a Kohen, and a Kohen does the test the opposite. So before I tell you anything else, besides your Kehanim, take this as you want, there is a tribe in Africa that has the same gene. The Lemba tribe in Africa, Liemba, I believe, has the same, over 90% of that whole tribe have the same gene.
Maybe they're Kehanim.
That's just like, before you go like, oh my gosh. But, really, really, for Kehanim, the Shiloh is moot. Why? Because the gene goes father to son, father to son, father to son. That's how he had the gene. But we don't know if years before the father could have married a mamzer, a non-Jewish person. In other words, a person, just because you have the kohen gene, wouldn't make you a kohen anyway. So no, so no. Let's say, for example, let's say I would have done the test, and I also have the kohen gene. It's not enough to make me a kohen, because maybe I'm talking out of kohen, maybe the person's not a kohen, because you know the great-great-grandfather married someone who made the kids a call, and that's why you're no longer a kohen. You just don't know that. So having the kohen gene definitely would not make you a kohen. That just shows that you came, assuming that it's accurate, that you came you're a descendant, a grandson from Aaron Cain, but it wouldn't make you a Cain. So that's, it definitely would not make someone a Cain. And to take away someone from being a Cain, so again, we go back with the Chazak, and most of the places would say that the person can continue in his Cainship, getting Cain, and Dukhani.
But would it make a child son of father and mother's child
would be related? Yeah, could be a little
cumber, yeah. What is DNA? What exactly do they test?